There was a lot of people that were really upset that it was coming down because it was an iconic thing in this community.
It's where Chick-fil-A began way back in 1946. It was Truett Cathy's first restaurant, so tiny that only 26 guests could eat at a time, filling four booths and 10 stools to chow down on 20-cent cheeseburgers and 65-cent steak plates. Today, we're taking you to the place where the original Chick-fil-A sandwich was invented, the original Dwarf House Restaurant in Hapeville, Georgia. Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm Allison Storm, and my co-host Jim Mann and I want to kick off season three in a very special way, with a road trip. We're taking you to the brand new Dwarf House, which dwarfs the original, which is just 512 square feet. It's now more than 10,000 square feet, but the original bricks, stained glass windows, even light fixtures have all been incorporated into this new location, which is part restaurant, part museum, honoring Chick-fil-A's roots. Jim and I visited recently and got a tour from Reba, a grand opening trainer based in Texas. Come along with us for the trip.
So right here in 1946 is where Truett and his brother Ben opened the Dwarf Grill. It was called the Dwarf Grill because it was so small. So over here where these folks are sitting is the actual footprint of that original location. So within that. So it had four tables on the other side of the four booths, and on the other side of this are 10 stools. That was it. So it would seat about 26 people, a little over 500 square feet. So it was not very big. In 1957, they basically gave it a facelift. So they put the iconic chimney on it, and they put a porch on it so that his guests had somewhere to wait. Because if you think about it, if you can only fit 26 people in the restaurant, there was pretty much always people waiting to get in. In 1961 is when Truett began working to come up with the Chick-fil-A sandwich. It took him 3 years, and he would bring it out to his guest and say, try this for me. What does it need? What can I change? Finally, in 1964, they said, it's perfect. Don't change anything, and we haven't. In 1967, we opened our first Chick-fil-A at Greenbrier Mall. A lot of people thought that it was here because there was a lot happening here as well. We had outgrown this tiny little building, so he actually began building a new one right behind it. And I'm told that once this one, which is where this little red playland is, that's about where that red tile roof would have been of that location. I'm told that he went back into the old location and told the guests, I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is the new location is finished. The bad news is this one's closed. So gather up your stuff and follow me into the new building. So we're going to go this way. In the full serve, in front of every booth is a name, and those are names of our long-term servers. So it was important to us that we brought them into the restaurant with us and honored them. So like Miss Betty was a server here for over 40 years. So,
just what about now? Do any of the long-term employees still work here?
Miss Carla is still here. She works, if I'm correct, she only works one day a week on Saturday, but we'll have guests that will come in and ask for her. Miss Tina was in dining the other day. She was one of our servers, and her husband, Russ, was one of the night managers here for over 40 years. And so I haven't seen Miss Betty yet, but I did see her at the last bite event. So last year when we got ready to take this building down, the community wasn't so happy about losing their Dwarf House. So we were very intentional by taking that building down brick by brick, and we brought all of that into the new building. So the brick, the stained glass that you see, all of that is repurposed from that 1967 building. And I got to think that that would make Truett happy because he was a very frugal man. Didn't want to spend money that he didn't have to spend. So let's go this way. So we're going to go in through the little red door, or you can choose the adult door.
But come on.
If you go through this one, don't raise up too soon or you'll bonk your head.
Oh, man.
You can do it, Jim.
You can do it. I believe in you.
After me? Okay.
Yeah.
Almost. You did it.
I did. Where's the door?
I've had gentlemen much taller than you come through that door, and it's like a low squat. I'm trying to make it through. Okay, so this area very much has that 1967 feel. So you have the repurposed brick, the stained glass. All of this was in that location as well. And the lanterns that are overhead at one point hung over the booths in the 1967 location. And it's just beautiful when the sun shines through. Beautiful. So we've only had three executive general managers in our history here at the Dwarf House. The first was Truett Cathy, and then it was Paul Richard, and since about 96, 97, it's Kevin Moss. We really strive at Chick-fil-A to find leaders as well as team members who will serve with humility and treat everyone with honor, dignity, and respect. We feel like we've done a great job with Kevin. He loves this community, he loves his people, and he's very involved. Over here is Ms. Zelma's Pie Shop. Have you all had the pie yet?
Not yet.
Okay, you got to have it today.
So is the lemon meringue like the one that used to be on the menu?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Okay. It's the same one that she used to make. I've had a few pieces since I've been here. Ms. Zelma went to work for Truett in 1954 as a dishwasher at the Forest Park location. Around 1960, he asked her to start making pies. She would tell you that she would come to work and cry because she just couldn't get it right. You know, she felt like she wasn't doing it perfect. He continued to encourage her. She's about this tall, and at that first location, she actually stood on wooden crates in order to be able to reach into the dishes and stuff. And he called her Little Bit. That was his nickname for her. The cabinets and the floor are blue because that's her favorite color. Miss Selma retired in 2000, and Truett gave her a green Ford Mustang as a retirement gift. And she's about 87, 88 now, and she still has that green Ford Mustang.
Jim, we need her as a guest on the podcast.
She all right. Love that. She loves to do pictures. She loves to talk to people. She's amazing. She actually came back to work for us in 2019 because she just missed being a part of it and being involved. So any number of days, you can see her up here. The week that we opened, she actually made two huge pans of banana pudding for the team and the trainers that had come.
So, need her info.
Yeah, it was gone like that. Okay, as we walk in, I'm going to tell you everything out here because it gets really loud in there.
Yeah.
And then when we go in there, I'll point it out. But on the left, you're going to see a little red wagon with Coke products. And that's because when Truett was 8 years old, he started selling Cokes in his neighborhood. He would just pull them in his little red wagon, and he would buy them for a quarter for a six-pack, and he would sell them for a nickel apiece. One day, one of his neighbors told him, you know, if you'll ice those down, you'll sell a lot more because everybody wants a cold Coke. He listened to them. That was when he realized that listening to your guest is good for business. And we still strive to do that today. We listen to our guest and our team because if you're really willing to listen, they'll tell you what they need. Throughout the location, there will be 15 little dwarf statues. They're not all in their places yet. We're still waiting on a few to come in. They're not meant to look like the person, but they're dressed as someone from the Cathy family or cooks or people that were important in our history. So up here on this second beam, you're going to see the dwarf that's dressed up as Kevin, our executive general manager. Kevin always has a cup of coffee in his hand, so that's why he's sitting up there with a cup of coffee, I think watching all the comings and goings of his restaurant.
Yeah.
Ah. Does Kevin like his dwarf?
Yes, he does. He's very proud of it. Before it was put up there, he would take it and show it to all of us. Did you see my dwarf? Did you see my dwarf?
I don't have a dwarf.
As we go in underneath the red wagon, you're going to see Dan Cathy with his trumpet. And then up on the counter in the pie shop, you'll see Ms. Zelma stirring up pie mix.
Adorable.
Yeah, and then
Miss
Zelma sits up there.
Awesome.
In our history, we've only had 7 pie makers, and the tribute is for the first 50 years of pie making, so you'll see 6 names on it. But our current pie maker, Miss Makila, her name is actually not on there because it was just the first 50 years. So, and we do coconut, lemon, and chocolate. I recommend the lemon because it's my favorite, but the chocolate's not bad, and the coconut's pretty good too. All right, hop on me.
Oh, it smells so good in here.
Makes you hungry, doesn't it? So this is Miss Selma. This is her sister, Miss Annie, and that's their mom, Miss Calhoun. So it was a family affair, and I would say it's still that way for most of us. All 4 of my kids have worked here. Almost all of us, our kids have worked here, or siblings have worked here, whatever. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go all the way across to the wall out here, and it's probably loud out here, too.
Okay.
So we'll go this way. This is our mobile pickup area. So just like with the train conductors, we wanted to make it really easy for people to get food quickly. So you can actually place a mobile order, park in this back parking lot, come in this side door, get your food, and go. So it's real quick for people. The floor is the Seaboard Railway. So all of the circles are official stops of the railroad, with Atlanta being the largest circle. The little red circle is the unofficial stop here in Hakeville when they would stop for food and come in. I've even been told by some of the waitresses that have come back that sometimes the conductors would come in, sit down at the counter, eat their food, take kiddos out, and pull on the horn. I mean, it was the 40s, 50s, and 60s. They didn't have quite the rules we have now.
No.
So this is a picture of that 1967 location, along with some iconic cars of the time. And then this is not the actual sign that was on the building, but it is to scale of that carryout sign, as well as the red tile roof. This is just to scale of those tiles. So we're going to go this direction. So this is our 1946 room with 46 seats. Again, very symbolic of the year that we started. We have in the middle, we're trying to decide what the centerpiece should be. And we were like, well, what? Kevin Moss said, well, what would the dwarf seat at? And we're like, well, they would sit on wood stumps and they would eat at a wood table. So this mural that's on the wall is where we've started and where we've come to. So it's actually a picture of that dwarf girl in 1946. It's hard to see with your eyes, but you can see it through your camera lens because it has 2,568 Chick-fil-A locations on there. That is what we had last May 23rd when we celebrated our 75th anniversary. So it's just very symbolic for us. Like I said, you can't read the Dwarf Grill tasty food unless you look at it through your camera.
So and it pixelates it.
Somewhere. I tried to find mine. I was not successful.
Wow.
So then down here, you have Bubba.
Is he in there? Oh, there's a little tiny door.
Bubba with his ukulele. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Look at
Where's
that.
Where's Trudy at?
So Trudy is... I think she's the one reading the book right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to go back to the wallpaper. Now I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So last year we did what we called the Last Bite event. So for 6 weeks we invited the community to come in and dine one last time. And we heard so many amazing stories. They would come in and say, you know, we came here on our wedding night at 3 a.m, or I had a blind date here, or we won the championship, and this is where we would always come after games and stuff like that. And so at one point we started giving them cards and saying, if you want to share a memory with us or a story, we don't know what we're going to do with it, but we collected all of those. And what we ended up doing is turning it into this wallpaper. So this is their stories in their handwriting. So I think it's just a really cool way to connect our guests to us. In a way that nobody else does. So we wanted to honor them and bring them into the restaurant with us, and so that's what this is. So that's my favorite thing.
Do you have one to point out that you've read that was really touching?
The one that is my favorite, let's see, where did it go? Is right here, because they came from Dallas, Texas to the Last Bite event. So, you know, being a Texan, that, you know.
Nope.
But it's really cool. I tried to read some of them. Some of them I can't read the handwriting, but that's okay. They just had such incredible stories. It was just so neat. And they're so very passionate about this place. I mean, it means so much to them.
This one says, my memory of my first time, 1946, at the Dwarf House was of Truett Cathy coming around the counter, picking me up and putting me on a stool. I was 5 years old. I've had many happy memories of
that
time
was me.
Spent.
I wrote that.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. Wow. So somebody was telling me yesterday that they remember coming in here for their birthday party or for one of the ladies that came in yesterday, their kid was probably 12 or 13, and she said, we did our gender reveal here. Like, this was, they told a friend that worked there, they gave her the envelope and said, okay, so bring us a chocolate shake if it's a girl and a cookies and cream if it's a boy. And they covered it with so much whipped cream that when they got it out that I couldn't tell. And so it's just like those little things that connect us.
Yeah.
That you just don't get everywhere you go. So.
Well, this is so unique. I love how much thought was put into every detail.
That's what's been amazing, is that every single detail has been thought out. So the designer of this, Jen Austin, she came to the Last Bite event, and she talked to the guests. Because, like I said, there was a lot of people that were really upset that it was coming down, because it was an iconic thing in this community. And so she talked to them, like, what's important? What do you want to see? And so everything that she did was intentional. Because it was very important to the family that we honor that history, that we bring all of that with us.
Now, I have to admit, I'm not big on tours, but I am enjoying this one. In fact, I might have to bring my family back one at a time and take the tour again. You know, just as a common courtesy to my family members. Well, we're going to take a quick break right now. When we return, Allison and I are chowing down on some of Zelma's famous pie. My favorite.
You guys, we got some 5-star reviews. Check these out. Thompson Fam writes, love this podcast and the heart that is behind it. Beck Fam 8 wrote, just discovered this podcast and love it. My daughter has worked at CFA for 7 years. CFA has been life-changing for her. These stories on your podcast are amazing. Keep sharing the good news. And JD Dude wrote, I love Allison and Jim so much. Great communication, and you can see their hearts in every episode. Aw, thanks, guys. We really do love reading your feedback, so don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and we may just share yours on an upcoming episode.
I left for 2 minutes, and when I came back, you already had eaten your pie. It wasn't even here when I left.
I actually ate yours. I'm sorry. So if you could hand that one back over.
They have lemon, chocolate, and coconut. We got the lemon. What'd you think? Is it good?
It was way too good. Mine was better than yours. She told me she made mine better. But yours is still pretty good, because I tasted yours, too. What do you think?
Delicious.
The meringue is different than most meringues, isn't it? It's, like, creamier than some meringues, unless it's, like, how yours is. That's all. That's what you want to say. What, you mean there's sugar in this? Bummer.
I love the history of pies at this place. That's really cool. I learned a lot today. Well, this is fun. I'll definitely be back.
Thank you so much for joining us for this special tour of the Dwarf House. If you enjoyed today's show, please do what Zelma would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.